to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back, everybody, to the third and final hour of tonight's live installment of the Political Cesspool radio program. It's Saturday evening, January 21st. I'm coming to you from AM 1380 WLRM Radio in Memphis, Tennessee. Going out to the AM-FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network. And, of course, simulcasting online here at thepoliticalcesspool.org, our official internet headquarters, bringing to the program a worldwide audience of loyal fans from all across the country, Sweden, Bangladesh, and around the world. Around the world, people tuned in tonight to the Political Cesspool. We reach a massive audience, and it's all a result, all due to the support that we receive from our fans. Great to be here. We have covered a lot of ground tonight, had a lot of fun, sacrificed a few sacred cows, but it's all been leading up to this moment. It's all been leading up to the third hour where we welcome back to the program our friend, Jared Taylor, the editor of American Renaissance Magazine, a man who has been appearing on our broadcast since its very inception back in 2004, logging well over two dozen appearances at least, a man who has no intellectual peer in our movement or any other, a graduate of Yale, and so much more. Check out his bio at amren.com. Jared, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you very much, James. It's a pleasure to be on again. I didn't realize I'd been on quite so many times.
Yeah. Well, you know, I got to go in and get an exact count, but no. Listen, you're one of the top runners there, in terms of appearance counts. And listen, we're enriched for it. It's always our pleasure.
Oh gosh, it's a pleasure and an honor. Thank you very much,
ladies and gentlemen. We were talking in the second hour. A fan called in from Oklahoma, and he was marveling, I guess, in some respects, at the media attention the Political Cesspool radio program has been able to garner over the years. If there's one man who has been able to do it much, much more than us, it's been Jared Taylor, whose television appearances far outnumber my own. And in fact, very envious of Jared for that. Jared's even been interviewed by Queen Latifah. I mean, there's no way I can say that.
Yes, I had an opportunity to address her as Your Majesty.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Well, I mean, you know, and what a great show that was. But no, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the work, and I say this in all sincerity, the work that Jared has contributed to our calls and to our ideas, we lack the ability to articulate. He is a man who has suffered greatly and accomplished much, and his publication, the premier journal of scientific race realism in the world, and we're here to talk to him about that tonight. I mean, Jared, I know we've got the 2012 American Renaissance Conference that we're going to be plugging tonight in great detail, but first, you know, we're an ever-growing program. There are some people, despite your many appearances in the past, there are some people here who have perhaps heard all of them, and there are some new listeners who have perhaps have never heard you before. For the benefit of the latter, let's talk a little bit about your work in general at first, and then we'll move on to the specifics of what you're on tonight to promote. But let's talk about American Renaissance. Tell us about the publication.
We had a monthly print publication that was published for more than 20 years, but the January 2012 issue was the last of the official monthly issues, and we have gone 100% web now. It just got to the point where putting together a print publication was complicated in terms of mailing and subscription upkeep, and in terms of the number of people that we could reach. We just decided that it was more efficient to go on the web, and there are, of course, some people who subscribed to the print monthly magazine who don't use computers, and I feel very, very bad about those folks, and we're in touch in various ways about them, but we're now officially on the web as amren.com and no longer have the publication, but the purpose of it for all of these years has been basically to alert white people to the importance of race and as a race face, not just in the United States, but all around the world in terms of our cultural and demographic displacement and what we can do to try to stop that process.
Well, folks, again, the contributions of American Renaissance Magazine cannot be discounted. The fact that they've gone web only is just the way things are these days. I mean, it's the way of the world. It's the way many publications are going. But you would do yourself a favor to go to amren.com and subscribe. Jared, let's talk about some of the signature issues of American Renaissance. When people subscribe to the publication, what are they going to read about?
Well, one of the things, of course, is the reality of race. These days, it is fantastically fashionable and fantastically foolish to take the view that race is somehow an optical illusion or some sort of sociological fraud. Now, race is a vital biological category, and it's important to get that established right from the outset. So that is one of the things we talk about, is the importance of racial differences. And then, once you have established the reality of race, it's vital to talk about how the races are different. And it's not a question of superiority or inferiority. All the races are different in various ways, but there are differences. And it's our view, of course, that we, as white people, it's perfectly natural, normal, and healthy for us to prefer the kind of society that we, as whites, have built over the years, over the millennia, over the centuries, and that it is crazy, absolutely suicidally crazy, to think that somehow by welcoming non-whites into our societies in large numbers, that that's going to improve things. No, we prefer the society that our ancestors have bequeathed to us, and we believe that only our stock, our racial group, will be able to carry that civilization forward in a meaningful way. So I think those are some of the main points that we at American Renaissance think that are important to get out to the public at large.
In addition to the print magazine, which, as you mentioned, Jared, has been in publication for now more than two decades, you are the author of numerous books, and I know I'm trying to paint in broad strokes here for the benefit of those who perhaps are new listeners to the show. As I say again, we are always welcoming new fans to the Political Cesspool, but your most recent book, White Identity, I actually brought it to the studio tonight and was thumbing through it before the show in advance prep for your appearance. Your most recent appearance on this show, We dealt with the contents of that book for a full hour. And folks, if you have access to the Political Cesspool's broadcast archives, I encourage you to go back and revisit that broadcast. An incredible book, an incredible interview when we had Jared on to talk about it. Before we move on to the conference, Jared, I'd like for you to educate the folks as to how they can become owners of your book. I know Amazon carries it.
Well, Amazon does carry it, but we prefer to sell it direct. As anybody who has even the slightest contact with the book business knows, Amazon takes a huge cut out of the books that it sells. And so if people are inclined to get this book, White Identity, they can come to amren.com, and there is a link right on the homepage.
See it right now. In fact, I'm embarrassed for not having mentioned that. As a daily visitor to your website, I should have said yes. Buy directly from Amren, also available on Amazon. But go to amren.com. Folks, we'll talk a little bit more about that book, and then we're going to get into the 2012 American Renaissance Conference coming up in March in Nashville, Tennessee. Lots of details forthcoming. Stay tuned.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. Our featured guest for tonight, Jared Taylor, editor of American Renaissance. Again, painting in broad strokes tonight, giving you a little bit of background on the man, a true leader. Someone who certainly deserves our support, the editor of American Renaissance magazine, was quickly trying to work in a plug for his latest book, White Identity, Racial Consciousness in the 21st Century. Of course, you can get that directly from his website at amren.com, amren.com. Jared, I know we had you on the show for an hour a couple of months ago to promote the release of that title, but if you could maybe give us a synopsis in a minute or two before we move on to the conference. Would like to see a few more units of those move tonight.
Certainly. The book, as the title says, it's about white racial identity. I considered calling it Racial Consciousness, an Introduction, because it's only whites, really, who have to have an introduction to racial consciousness. In the United States, it's very clear that Hispanics, blacks, Asians, they all have a vivid sense of who they are racially. They have a sense of solidarity among people that are like themselves, and they work together to advance their interests. It's only whites for whom this kind of perfectly normal fellow feeling as a race is forbidden. And this book explores what the effects of that are, the extent to which other groups are prepared to advance their interests, if necessary, at our expense, and what the consequences are of whites doing nothing. And I think that this is a book which I wrote so that it would be of accessible to people who have never thought about this question before, but I wrote about it in a way with enough detail and with enough sourcing so that even people who have a vivid racial consciousness will find things to learn in it. But primarily it's for a larger public, to introduce the idea to people who have perhaps never thought about it, who have always been told white pride is a crazy thing. Black people can have pride, Hispanics, but not white people. It's for those people to explain to them, look, this is really important, that unless whites are able to think in terms of their legitimate group interests, ultimately they face oblivion. That's the purpose of this book.
And again, folks, we covered the contents of this book in great detail with Jared a few months ago. We encourage you to consult with our broadcast archives to dig up that show. But go to amren.com. That's amren.com. Amren.com. Subscribe to the journal. Buy the book. Do yourself a favor. and by the book. Now, that all being said, I think we have certainly given you at least an idea of the man that we have as our guest tonight. Let's move forward now and talk about the forthcoming American Renaissance Conference, March 16th through the 18th, 2012. Just a couple of months away. Nashville, Tennessee, the heart of the South. Jared, you know, I had the opportunity, a great opportunity, to share a stage with you in Washington, D.C. not too long ago. There were three people from our movement that had the opportunity to make a presentation at the National Press Club. You, me, Richard Spencer. I vividly remember sharing a great conversation with you in the ornate lobby of the Henley Park Hotel there in downtown Washington. And folks, I say all that to say this, the kind of fellowship and camaraderie that has spawned from meeting one another and being in the same room and exchanging ideas, really, I just don't know if you can paint an accurate picture of that, Jared. And that's something that you get with these conferences. The American Renaissance conferences are the biggest and the best of the pro-white movement gatherings.
Well, you know, there's no question about it. We try to get the best possible speakers who will make the most interesting and memorable speeches at our conference. But for most people, the speakers are just kind of an excuse to get together. What makes a conference of this kind is, as you say, the fellowship of like-minded people. We so rarely have an opportunity to be in a room full of people, all of whom understand. I remember once at an American Renaissance conference, a fellow who had been to several. When he walked in right after registration, he came up to me with a big smile on his face. And he says, "It's great to be among the living again."
Yeah, I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, that's the feeling. I mean, I say this over and over, but it is almost as though the rest of your life you're walking around with zombies, and all of a sudden, it is such an invigorating and inspiring feeling to be in an entire room full of people. You don't even know who they all are, but you know that they understand. It's an invigorating, wonderful feeling. So, as I say, we have what we think are absolutely top-flight speakers who will give great talks, but there is nothing like the fellowship and the camaraderie of an American Renaissance conference.
You'll never meet a stranger. There'll be 300, 400 people in the room. You will not find a stranger, even if you've never met with them or talked with them before. And to accentuate your point, Jared, and I always appreciate when you bring up that very accurate statement that the attendee said, it's great to be among the living again, because that truly brings into sharp focus what you experience. I'm right here as we're speaking, Jared, watching the real-time updates from the South Carolina primary. Obviously, the results are coming in as we talk tonight. Newt Gingrich running away with that. I mean, what happened to the living people of South Carolina, such a great state with such a rich history and cultural heritage, and they're all voting for Gingrich? I mean, it'd be easy for us to look at these results and think that there is no hope. But you come to an American Renaissance Conference, and you will know that you are not alone. You can watch something like this with great disdain, but you come here, and I'll tell you, you spend 1 week weekend in the company of a couple hundred people of like mind, and it will propel you through the year and through all the instances like this where you think that, my God, it's got to be all over for us, but it's not.
Well, you know, there used to be a time when we were first putting on these conferences that they would be broadcast on C-SPAN.
I remember that, yes. I remember hearing about that, at least.
Yes, and I remember answering the phones was such a joy. You know, people who had no idea that we were out there, they would see us on C-SPAN. This was sort of before the days when everybody would just go right onto the Internet and find out what was going on. And you had to do some rooting around to find out about American Renaissance. And some people would watch it on C-SPAN, and I remember picking up the phone, and I said, good morning, American Renaissance. And the voice at the other end said, "Thank God! Now I know I'm not insane." But when you think about it, before the Internet, you could very easily think you were the only person in the world or in the country who saw things the way we do. Because all around you, you have all of these zombies marching towards the edge of the cliff. And you're the only one saying, "Wait a minute, fellas, there's a cliff over there. We want to be going the other way. and everybody's marching the wrong way. Well, now we know that there are many, many comrades, many people who see clearly. And so those days of isolation are gone.
Now, I would go so far as to saying that even if they wouldn't admit it, Jared, there is a great number of people, I may hesitate to say a majority, but certainly a very distinct minority that fundamentally agree with us on all of these issues. It's just a matter of getting them organized and getting them to be honest in public with the same facts that they would readily volunteer in private. But let me give you this. We have 1 minute till break. The theme, ladies and gentlemen, of this year's American Renaissance Conference, again, mark the date, March 16th through the 18th. 2012, Defending the West, as the promo for the conference reads at amren.com. Ours is an era of fear and self-censorship. Virtually no whites are willing to break taboos about racial differences in IQ, the costs of diversity, or the challenges of non-white immigration. We are different. We believe these are vital questions. At this conference, you will hear some of the most courageous academics, authors, and journalists of our time discuss the forces that will determine our future. This will be a remarkable group of speakers and guests, undeceived, outspoken, and committed to the defense of Western civilization. And folks, you can experience this in March in Nashville, and we're going to give you more details right after this break. Stay tuned. Jared Taylor is our guest. You won't want to miss it.
Claiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
For too long now, those whose ancestors carved from a vast wilderness an awe-inspiring extension of Western civilization have been without any semblance of political representation. Abandoned by the political establishment, we now face the prospect of losing our national identity, culture, and our way of life. But there is hope. There is still time to right these wrongs, and there is a vehicle to organize our people into a force capable of reclaiming America's destiny. The American Third Position is that vehicle. It's a political party for our people, led by extraordinary patriots like Bill Johnson, Kevin McDonald, and myself, James Edwards. Our ancestors, from the gates of Vienna to the sands of Iwo Jima, sacrificed their all in order to secure Providence's most precious gift, freedom. Now it's our turn. Learn more at the American Third Position website, American3P.org. That's American, the number 3, the letter P.org. This is the American Third Position, American3P.org.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Yeah. We've been working hard, babe.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. We've got to get out
of this place. We're having a great time tonight with Jared Taylor, editor of American Renaissance Magazine. We've given you a little bit of background information about Jared, his publication, his latest book, and so on. But now we're on to talking about the nuts and bolts of the forthcoming conference, and it's forthcoming rather quickly, March 16th through 18th in Nashville, Tennessee. You know, I want to thank Jared and his great team at Amren.com for posting news of tonight's interview on their website. I want to welcome all the new listeners of the American Renaissance readers that might be tuning in, perhaps for the first time tonight, to the Political Cesspool radio program. Many people, I think, would marvel at the fact that this is not simply an internet broadcast. We are on AM and FM radio stations across America and quite a few of them. And we're getting the word out about these important issues in a very mainstream and professional way. Yes, Jared Taylor is my friend, and I would do this for him no matter what, but thankfully, Jared has a message the likes of which needs to be gotten out to everyone. And while we may bring in tens of thousands of listeners each month, the message that Jared carries needs to be heard by millions, if not hundreds of millions. We're doing the best we can. We're talking about the conference tonight, Jared. We were talking about that there just the last few minutes of the previous segment. Let's talk now a little bit about the speakers themselves. You come here, you get the gratification of being among the living, as you said. You get to share the fellowship and the camaraderie. You get to exchange the ideas amongst one another. Who are the speakers that are going to be here to attract the crowds?
I think one of our headliners, really, is Guillaume Fay. He is one of the top guys in the white racial consciousness movement in Europe. A Frenchman, he has written some books that are finally being translated into English, Archaeofuturism and Why We Fight. He is a very dynamic speaker. He spoke at the 2008 American Renaissance Conference, but he will be flying in from Paris. He will remind us, as if we actually needed it, that this really is a worldwide movement, that we are part of a movement in which all whites have something very, very important in common, and that is the preservation and salvation of our common heritage. And in fact, the title of his talk is America and Europe, Brothers in Arms, A French Point of View. And you know, there have been many sort of friendly and not so friendly rivalries between the French and the Americans, but this is a man who sees that we are brothers in arms, and he'll give a great talk. One of the other, I think, real headliners is Richard Lynn. I would hope that just about all of your listeners have heard of Richard Lynn. He has been one of the most prolific, indefatigable, and incisive authors about things that matter to our people. I just don't understand how he manages to write practically a book every year. but some of his greatest contributions have to do with the science of racial differences. He's probably the foremost scholar on IQ studies worldwide, and the connection between IQ and the extent to which a nation is developed and is able to progress scientifically and culturally. So I think in some respects, those are really the top guys. We also have this fellow named, I don't know if anybody listening out there has heard of him, but we have a fellow named James Edwards. he's the author of this obscure and hardly known book called Racism, Schmacism. And he runs this obscure and a little program that nobody listens to. Anyway, no, we all know who James Edwards is, and I'm absolutely delighted that he's agreed to join us as a speaker at the conference, too.
You know, Jared, I could actually retire in April of this year. It took me 8 long, hard years to work my way up to the level of being an Amren speaker, and after this, I have nothing left to live for.
No, this is just the beginning. No, I'm absolutely delighted that you'll be able to join us. You'll, in fact, be the only Nashville, only local guy.
Yeah, from Memphis, about 3 hours away from Nashville, the only Tennessean on the docket this
time. That's right. That's right. Then, you know, another guy who is going to give a fascinating and probably controversial talk is Robert Weisberg. You know Bob Weisberg. He's a professor of political science at the University of Illinois in Urbana. And I don't know exactly what the subject is going to be, but the title is A Politically Viable Alternative to White Nationalism. Now, Bob has always had his eye on what works, what makes sense, how do we get from A to B, what is it that can be effective politically. And so just what a politically viable alternative to white nationalism is going to be, I don't know. But I am dying to find out. As I say, this talk is bound to be controversial.
Well, in addition to that, you have a laundry list, if I may use the term, and I don't mean that derogatorily, of political cesspool guests, yourself included, Jared. I mean, obviously, right there, the star of the show. You have failed to mention, in all of your modesty, yourself. You will be giving a speech, Why We Are Right. But in addition to the fact that Jared will be addressing the Ameren Conference, you have Alex Kurtigick, who is a force of nature, a great speaker that Jared, we continue to bump into each other from time to time over the years, and we've had the opportunity to hear Alex speak before. That is an attraction in and of itself. Dr. David Yeagley.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about David Yeagley, and then I'll lead up to the closer of it all.
Oh, he is a remarkable guy. He's been on your program, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. David Yeagley, he is the great-great-grandson of the Comanche leader Bad Eagle. And he calls himself the sole voice of conservatism among Indian intellectuals. He is a really unusual and remarkable guy. He sees America as a nation, unlike the way most American Indians see the United States, but he sees it as as a nation that owes its uniqueness and its strength and its power to the white man. He respects the white man. And he thinks that it would be a terrible thing if the white man were to be displaced by newcomers. He says, we already lost the country once, the white man, and now we're losing it to the Mexicans. He says he would rather the white man hang on to it. But he has a really unique view of what the United States should be. I mean, after all, they were here first. But he is unlike the kind of chip-on-the-shoulder standard Indian view of things. He says, we fought you guys, you outfought us, you took the land from us by greater strength and greater determination, and now we can work something out, but don't you give the country away to these third worlders.
Yeah, David Yeagley, I'll tell you, it's one of the most remarkable interviews we've ever conducted, and he's only been on the show once, but we certainly consider him to be a friend, and we had a great interview with him, and I'll tell you, it was a watermark for us. It's hard to encapsulate everything he said in just a couple of seconds, but I'll tell you, I'm sure he's going to give you a great presentation when he presents The Dread or Fear of Whiteness. That's the title of his speech. Dr. David Yeagley, that alone would be reason enough to book your ticket to Nashville March 16th or 18th of this year for the 2012 Ameren Conference. But then, Jared, we have the closer of it all, Sam Dixon.
The great Sam Dixon.
The
My
great.
Friend, your friend. No, he is really, again, he's a force of nature, too. This will be, I guess, his 12th American Renaissance Conference. He and I will be the only two who will have addressed every single one. And Sam, as I like to say, he is a guy who can give a better talk extemporaneously on the fly than most people can give if they've got a month to put it together. Really, a brilliant speaker, one of the most thoughtful people on our side. He always has something enlightening and inspiring to say. And so, once again, I'm looking forward very much to what Sam Dixon says. As you say, he's our closer. He's the act that nobody has to follow.
Yeah, absolutely, and there's a reason why he is always the guy who wraps up these conferences. I mean, he is truly such a gifted speaker, one of my best friends in the world. He and Jared rival one another for most appearances on this show, and there's a reason for it, because they are so talented, they are so great, they are so articulate. But to have both of them in the same room, in addition to all of these other great speakers, David Yeagley, Alex Kurtigick, Robert Weisberg, and others, I'll be there. You don't want to miss it. Folks, we're going to wrap everything up and put a nice, pretty bow on it when we return. But the main purpose of this hour tonight, it's not a shameless promotion. It's a well-deserved promotion of the 2012 American Renaissance Conference. Jared Taylor, editor of the magazine, host of the conference, our guest tonight. We're going to wrap it all up right after this. Stay tuned.
Guys, we'll be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you, and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes, all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Hi, it's Dennis Daly. Now that the world is electronically interconnected and there are microphones and cameras everywhere, we seem to be inundated with news. News from the street, where people are commenting about the economy.
Corporations have grasped control of our government, and we would like it back.
A lot of the news comes from the halls of Congress.
I guess Republicans think if the economy improves, it might help President Obama.
Police stories and stories of tragedy make up a big part of the news.
Other responding officers who arrived saw the suspect, what they thought was the suspect vehicle, leaving the area.
And, of course, a steady flow comes from the White House.
We want to get some infrastructure built in this country. We think that putting construction workers back to work is important.
But you know, a lot of news comes from a lot of other places, and a lot of it doesn't get reported. That's why I'm here, Monday through Friday, with the news you might not hear anywhere else, from Liberty News Radio.
A backpack is more than just a bag. It's a statement. Whether you're a student or professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
It's hard to believe it. It's hard to believe it, but the final segment of tonight's live broadcast is now upon us. Our guest, wrapping the whole thing up, Jared Taylor. We've been talking to Jared about a lot of things tonight, but the most important of which being the 2012 American Renaissance Conference. You know where it is, Nashville, Tennessee. You know when it is, March 16th through the 18th. You know some of the people that will be involved and other reasons, fellowship, camaraderie among them, why you should be there. Jared, how can people register for the conference?
Well, the easiest way to do it is to go to the webpage, amran.com. who don't like to deal with the Internet, they can always phone us up. And the phone number is 703-716-0900 and ask for Caroline. And Caroline LeBlanc will tell you exactly what you need to do to register. And she'll be very friendly and helpful about this. But, you know, we forgot to mention one of the speakers.
All right, hit me with it.
That is Donald Templer. He probably is the least known to your audience of all of our speakers. Now, he is a professional psychologist. He is a very mainstream guy. He used to teach psychology at Alliant University, but he is one of these scholars who has, over the years, has discovered that what everybody is trying to tell you in the media about race and intelligence, for example, or the heritability of intelligence, is nonsense. He sees it all, and he is one of these brave folks who is prepared to get up on his hind legs and tell the truth about these matters. And he's going to talk about the geographic distribution of intelligence, and the subtitle of his talk is Evolution, Migration, and Dysgenics. So he is a real scientist, and he will be on the program to talk about some of the latest findings in these matters. So he and Richard Lynn really round out a very, very impressive panel of science for us. So I didn't want to end the program without talking about Donald Templer.
Now, we certainly have Dr. Templer on our roster there. And in fact, if you go to thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight, you will find a great promo for this event. Of course, you can get all the details, as you know, at amren.com. But he is certainly mentioned there. And as Jared says in his description of the conference, you're going to be hearing from some of the most courageous academics, authors, and journalists of our time discuss the forces that will determine our future. And Jared, as he always does, has gathered together some of the best and the brightest. And in addition to hearing all of these great and accomplished gentlemen speaking, you will be able to share the great fellowship and camaraderie that we've been talking about tonight. Now, Jared, it has to be mentioned, people are listening to this. Tonight is January 21st. This event takes place March 16th through the 18th of this year. So a little less than 2 months away. Certainly, we would hope and we would encourage that people go ahead and punch their ticket tonight. Go ahead and register for the conference at amren.com tonight. Figure out how they're going to get to Nashville, whether it be whether they can drive to it or perhaps fly. I'll be driving to it living in Memphis. But we want people to go ahead and make plans tonight to be with all of us there in Nashville. But inevitably, I'm sure that there are some people saying, well, listen, you know, we know that the forces of darkness have colluded and come together to scuttle the last American Renaissance Conference. What safeguards, Jared, and I know that you've taken them, have been put into play here that guarantees that will not be the case now, that people can register and make their vacation plans in full confidence?
Well, we've done a number of things. First of all, the conference is going to be held at a facility that is owned by the state of Tennessee. And the state of Tennessee, unlike a private hotel, which is the kind of place that we have had our conferences in the past, it really has a constitutional obligation to make sure that our rights to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly are not violated. So unlike the private hotels that have buckled under to pressure or to machinations by local politicians that said, oh, you shouldn't host these bad guys, the state of Tennessee is not going to buckle under. They have a legal obligation not to buckle under. At the same time, we are far less likely to have anything like the kind of pressure that we've had in the past because Brother Yeagley, David Yeagley, has been the point man in bringing a lawsuit against the people who put what amounts to illegal pressure on hotels to try to make them cancel our contract with us. There is a crime in this country, and it's called tortious interference with contract. And what that means is, if you have a contract with a hotel to hold a conference, and somebody else comes along and says to the hotel, you know, if you abide by your conference, we are going to block access to your parking lot. we're going to come on your property and leaflet it with all kinds of leaflets saying that you guys are bad people because you host American Renaissance. That stuff's against the law. It's against the law to try to make somebody break a contract. And so David Yeagley has stepped up to the plate, and he has brought suit against some of the thugs that did this. And we are making good progress, and I think that that will have concentrated the minds of the kinds of people who put pressure on the state of Tennessee. And in any case, the state of Tennessee is probably going to be immune to any kind of pressure. So we have these two safeguards in place, and I am 100% confident that this conference will go through as planned.
State of Tennessee, constitutionally obliged to host this conference. There's nothing that they can do about it, even if a couple of fanatical left-wing reactionaries were to come forth and try to scuttle it. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and book your ticket to Nashville. Register for the conference in confidence. Jared, of course, you know, we don't like to revisit these sorts of things, but for the benefit of those who had this lingering doubt in their mind, that has certainly been put to rest. And ladies and gentlemen, for the bulk of this hour, we have been talking about the reasons, the attributes of going to such a conference. You know some of the great leaders that will be there. You'll be able to mingle with them, listen to them, learn from them. And again, in addition to that, at the risk of sounding repetitive, we will be sharing in some of the camaraderie and fellowship, the likes of which quite possibly you've never experienced before. If this would be your first Ameren conference, if you've been to some of the previous Ameren conferences, you know all too well why you need to be here. So let's just go ahead and make it happen. Jared and I look forward to seeing you in Nashville, Tennessee, March 16th through the 18th. Registered at Ameren.com. Jared, if not tonight, in the very near future, they can do it there at your website.
Yes, and again, they can always call during business hours. Call and ask Caroline at 703-716-0900, and she'll be happy to take your call.
And you can go to thepoliticalcesspool.org, go to the article promoting this conference at the very end. It's got a link that says you may register online here. Click on here, and it's all taken care of. And that number Jared mentioned, 703-716-0900, it's right there at our website, too. For those of you who have it bookmarked, and of course, you can go to Ameren.com. Well, we have seven websites that we promote as daily reads at thepoliticalcesspool.org. Ameren is right there at the top, one of the seven. And so you can link over to Ameren.com from our website. Just go there. I mean, it's not hard. Ameren.com. Register tonight. We look forward to seeing you there. And certainly after having attended, you'll be glad that you did. Jared, we have less than 2 minutes left in the program tonight. Again, my friend, another hour gone by far too quickly. Anything we failed to mention, anything we didn't cover that you would like to have the audience know before the sand falls from the hourglass?
No, I think we have pretty much covered it. And once again, James, I am always astonished. This is always the most rapid hour I spend in my whole life.
Me too, especially when you're on, Jared, and I mean that in all sincerity.
I mean, blink and you can miss it. But no, it's always a great pleasure to be on your program. And who are you planning? Who's you got coming up next that you can promote?
Well, we got a couple of people coming up on the radio program. Of course, we're still basking in the glow. The media won't let us forget the interview with Pat Buchanan we had a couple of months ago. And I actually talked to Pat a few days ago, and I made sure that we didn't cost him his job at MSNBC, and everything's square there. But, you know, we have these big interviews from time to time. But, of course, Jared, the main thing that we're here to do is promote our issues, and we've got a couple of great stalwarts forthcoming here in the next couple of weeks. Merlin Miller, who is working with the American Third Position, will be coming up in a couple of weeks. And Ramsey Paul, the internet sensation Ramsey Paul, will be on next week. Jared Taylor tonight, we continue to bring, as you do in your conferences, the best and brightest to the podium. We try to bring the best and brightest to the microphone every Saturday night here on the Political Cesspool.
Yes. Oh, I guess one thing that we have to point out, of course, is that we can't put on a conference like this for free. We like to keep the costs down as much as possible, but you've got a Friday evening, all day Sunday, and all day Saturday, and then Sunday morning. Well, our conference fee is $100. And then, of course, there's accommodation, and we have cut-rate offers for students. If you are an active student, please do call up.
Yeah, I mean, surely no one's expecting that something this great would be for free. I mean, everybody, you gotta pay to play. But folks, it's a nominal fee. All that information at amren.com. Jared, thank you tonight. We're out of time. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Jared, thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.